K-E-8-W-U-O testing.
Currently connected to CMN network. W8CMN repeater in Guilford.
K-E-8-W-U-O testing again.
Connected to CMN network. W8CMN repeater in Guilford. You're connected to CMN network.
Good morning, Chris. I don't know if you're on the Saginaw or the Bay City. You're a little noisy there, but I can hear you fine. Hopefully you're doing good. Been listening on and off. One day I had to go into the office last week. My badge expired. Had to get a new badge for the building. And Patty came down with a head cold, so I've been helping her out in the morning to get going. Things going your way. KB8RBP.
Not too bad. Nothing exciting, nothing new. White guy hit with bronchitis for some strange odd reason. Not even a smoker.
Definitely, come on, spring. It's been nice having the mild weather. We actually went for a walk after dinner last night. Looks like this weekend, though, it's going to get cold again at night. Well, it's going to be pretty cold. So we're in that up and down time here. It's some spring-like weather. I got some oil changes done. I got the oil changed on the Spark, got the oil changed on Patty's car. They were both just a hair over. We got a little break in the weather, so I got them done. That's always something nice to get taken care of. It's the same day I did it. My son texted me and said, hey, got the oil changed on both cars. I was over on both of them. With the price of oil changes nowadays, he also started doing his own oil changes. When the kids were learning to drive, I taught them both how to do brakes and spark plugs and oil changes and air filters, all the basic stuff. But now you can decide if you want to pay somebody or if you want to do it yourself. He said, geez, even on a little Honda Civic, they were charging them $75 for an oil change. So he finally bit the bullet and he's doing them on both cars now.
Yeah, it's expensive for oil changes. Unless you do them yourself, big savings there, that's for sure.
Glad you got to go spend time with the grandkids. That's always fun. Yeah, thanks for having bronchitis. I went through about, 10 years ago or so where I was getting it every year. Finally, get that in the bud. Knock on wood, haven't had bronchitis in several years. I don't think I've had bronchitis since COVID. But we really don't get sick that often. We were sick January, February of last year. That was the last time that I got a cold. That day that I went into the office to get my dad's redone, I picked up a cold, and then I got over it, and then Patty got it. So she's trying to deal with it right now. It is what it is. Seems like a lot of people have something going on right now. Our grandson out in Flowerville developed a really bad cough, and his mom took him into the emergency or the after hours or whatever yesterday, and he said he's got pneumonia. That's the second time he's had pneumonia this winter. So mom was saying, well, keep an eye on it. Patty said, no, get him right in, because once you got pneumonia, you can get it again really easy. He's only 4. And took him in, sure enough. Hopefully they can get that under control quick. He need LVF. He need LVF.
Poor little guy. Yeah, that pneumonia is pretty bad. That cough sounds horrifying. I know when I had it, it's like, holy cow, man. Thought you were going to tear a lung inside out.
Yeah, as soon as I said it, I was thinking, did you have pneumonia or walking pneumonia or something?
Uh-huh. That was a few years back, around COVID time. Yeah, that was pretty horrible. Yeah, it's no fun at all.
Yeah, a good friend of mine, a couple we play cards with and guy I grew up with, he works at a cement place. During the summertime, obviously, got the cement trucks running and stuff, but they're doing tons of work outside. They're building some pole barns. They're building a road. Actually put in a bridge. And so he's been working outside all winter, and he just, in January, it's been so cold. He just couldn't do it anymore. He told his boss, he said, I'm taking Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday off. I just can't do it. Cold weather chill you right down to the bone. I mean, he's got one of those heated vests. It's got a battery pack built into it, and you can set the temperature on it, and wears that underneath his clothes. And he said, I need a couple days off. I can't do it anymore. So, it was pretty brutal. I think this is one of the coldest Januarys we've had in a long time. They say Lake Erie completely froze solid for the first time in, I think they said, 20 years? Yeah, it was pretty brutal in January. I'm sure inside your shop there you don't mind getting this little break with the 40s and 50s during the day.
LDF Mobile Bay City, yeah. Yeah, I heard about Lake Erie freezing over for the first time in X amount of years. Yeah, it was pretty cold. Yeah, it gets pretty brutal at work. Like I say, there's heaters, but you'd never know it. The heat goes right through the, right out of the roof. But, Yeah, even with the heaters down, you can see your own breath. It's horrible. To take days like this, 30-degree weather, which is nice. Yep. Yeah, just looking forward to warmer weather, that's for sure. And it looks like the crossing gate's going down up ahead of me here. Yep, there's a train. I'll be late. I gotta stop for breakfast, too. I just can't get up early like I used to. Just a lot of pain in my left shoulder. It just takes me a while to... It's a challenge to get dressed, let's just put it that way. And try to get your arms through a sleeve, and when you're in the shower, it's agonizing to lift your arm up. So... I got missed out on breakfast, and I got to make my way to Burger King. I guess if I'm late, I'm late. I got to pick up something to eat. I can't go without any kind of breakfast in the morning. I just got enough stuff packed for lunch, and I eat kind of late at lunch.
Well, I was going to say you might get a break on Wednesday, but it doesn't look like it. Like, we are here in Fenton, it's showing 62 and rain for Wednesday. And I looked at Bay City, and Bay City's only going to be a high of 46 with rain on Wednesday. So the lakes and the rivers and whatever way the wind direction got a lot cooler temperatures for you. I mean, 20 degrees difference is quite a bit.
Yeah, most definitely. Yeah, 20 degrees, that's quite a bit. Yeah, we'll see what happens. They never can predict anything right. Got to play it day by day.
No, I use the weather bug app, and it's usually pretty accurate. I like it because it's got not just the weather. It'll show you the air quality, the allergy index in the spring, and when everything starts pollinating, it'll get up to 10, 11, that's when I'm like, oh boy, I've got hay fever, so I get allergy shots. And it's helped a lot, but it's still when, you know, the days in the spring when you come out and your car's covered with pollen, those days get me pretty good, so I have to be careful. I have to do the sinus rinses, and these are pretty good. But if we want to go for a walk after dinner, it's kind of iffy during the spring. We went out to Eddie's cousin's house out in Missouri several years, and we went out one time in the spring, and my car's gray. When we went out to the car, it was literally green. They have really bad tree pollen out there. I've never seen that thing. I mean, I went to the car wash and washed all the green off of my car, and the next morning, same thing, green. That's played havoc with my allergies pretty good.
I'm pulling over here at Burger King. That was a short train ride. Yeah, mine's usually covered in yellow pollen. Just covered in it. You would never know that my truck is what color it is. Magma. I'll be right back. K-8-L-D-F.
K-8-R-B-B.
KB and RVP, KB all the up.
We got you back in there. You eat it while you're driving, or you just eat it when you get to work?
Not very far from work. I'm probably about a quarter mile away, or a little bit longer. Not by much. Not a half. Not quite a quarter, kind of like right there. Should be my day. She called me a young man. I don't feel young. I've been working out before I go to bed, you know, a couple hours before, and usually work out in the morning, try to do exercises and stuff like that, but it's been pretty darn challenging. Actually, I need body armor to see a semi body armor, yeah. Replace my joints, please. Alright, this is it. So, adios, my friend. Thank you for calling me, and I've been in and out of here making a few calls. So, oh, God, I don't want to do this anymore. KBRVP, KBRVP, all the tired of working.
W8CMN, repeater.
Yeah, when I worked in the office in Flint every day, one of the guys, he liked to stop at Burger King, and then Taco Bell started doing breakfast, so he started stopping at Taco Bell every single morning. Pretty much got the same thing. The people see his car pull up and make just standard order. Yep, they'd have it ready for him at the window. He didn't even have to tell them what he wanted. Once in a while, he'd get a couple extra things and bring stuff in if anybody else was hungry. But they knew him. They knew his car. They knew his name. They knew his order. That's fun. And I got told in our last couple team meetings we've had that we might start doing a hybrid where we got to go into work 3 days a week and work from home 2 days a week or whatever. Nothing's set in stone yet, but it might be coming. It's like, I don't support that office. He just said we're just going to have to start going into the office whether you support that office or not. They just want you in the office, so we'll see how that goes. I got my badge renewed, and I only went in 4 times last year and 6 times the year before that, so we'll see how it goes. Not a bad drive, 20 minutes. You got to do what you got to do. 7-3, have a good day at work. KB8RVP, I'll be clear.
Hey, my friend, you take care. God bless, and hope you have a good day. Yep, you're all updated now, Mr. Badge Man. Catch you later. Say hi to Patty for me and hope she's doing better, feeling better. KB8RVP, KAALDF Bay City, or QRT, 73s.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Network. You're connected to CMN Network. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network.
To KF8FH, okay.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. connected to CMN Network.
KF8FCS, KF8FCS, stand by.
You're connected to CMN Network.
KF8FCS, this is receiver you.
Nothing hurt. This is NHWP, Dave. How you doing? And am I hitting the repeater, Dave? NHXWT.
KF8FGS, say bye.
Can you copy N8XWT? Hey, it sounds like there could be some issues here.
W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
N-A-W-R-O, N-A-W-R-O, K-C and K-J-O.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
Echo Tango, pull back. Is anyone there?
Go ahead,
KB8OE.
Connected to CMN Network. You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford.
N-A-W-R-O-K-E-8-L-A-X, if you're still out here, do you know what's up with this new announcement across the repeater? Nothing heard. K-E-8-L-A-X, monitoring.
Connected to CMN Network.
K-E-A-W-U-O.
You're connected to CMN Network. W8CMN, repeater in Guilford. Currently connected to CMN Network.